With no further ado, our first real speaker of the night, Christopher Crotwell. Thank you, Kevin. You were a lovely girl.
He's a lovely girl.
All right. Hi, everybody. When I got this prompt for sports, I spent a couple weeks thinking about how much of my life I'd spent playing sports, and I realized two things. I loved playing sports. I really, really loved it, and all the teams I played for sucked. We were awful, all of us. Never won, never had a winning season. But I really loved it. I was like, why? What was that? What was that thing that kept me going? And I think what it was the crispness of those experiences. The intensity. How well defined they were, their sharpness around the edges. You know? Because when you're out there on a field, on a court, or playing soccer, I can remember. I can remember the way things sound, the way things felt. I can remember the way that different soccer fields at different schools smelled, and the way that sound reverberated in different ways in different gymnasiums. And that's such a pleasant experience. The immediacy of the emotion of those moments, the way that triumph happens really, really readily, and then it's fleeting, and then it's gone. But there's no barrier to it, because you're engaged in this intense and engrossing activity. And I realized, like, why don't I have those moments anymore? Why don't I have that clarity? Where did that go? Where did the moments that make me want to crow go? Because, like, rarely do I get done with my commute and, like, beat my chest and just feel a flood of the visceral, heavy, immediate emotion that's gone the next moment. And I realized it's because I've lost that focus that sports gave me. Even when I was little, I was a daydreamer. I was rarely where I was. I'm always somewhere else. I float off. I'm in the future or the past. Right here, that's what sports did for me. It gave me a right here. When you hear really great coaches talk about sports a lot of the time, say Nick Saban. Yeah. He talks about the process, okay? He talks about the process. And the process is about the performance, not the result, right? It's about going out and doing what you're supposed to be doing in that moment. Process, not result. Win, lose, it's being inside that moment. A lot of these coaches, they sound like Zen monks when they talk about this. You remember Phil Jackson? Brilliant. He did it in a more overtly philosophical and kooky way, admittedly. But it is, like, that's what it brought to me. And I realized that it doesn't have to be sports. I can have that again if I can remember what it's like to feel the air on my skin and to hear all the sounds around me. And to feel what my legs feel like under me. And to really smell what's happening on the train, even though, you know, it's not a great idea a lot of the time. But you put yourself back there, you know? That feeling when you reach out to steal that pass for a fast break. The texture of a basketball on your skin. The sound it makes as you dribble down court. And know that none of those people behind you have a chance in hell of catching up with you before you score those 2 points. And the agony of missing the layup for those 2 points. And how quick and satisfying all of that is. I miss that. And what I've realized is that anxiety has a physicality. And neuroses have a texture. And they creep in around the edges of everything. And they get in the way. They get between you in that moment. They don't let it happen. They don't let you feel what you should be feeling. They put you way out ahead in some strange place or way behind in some shitty thing that had happened before. And it keeps you from having those really, really crisp, clean, nicely defined, beautiful moments. But I want those back. So I'm going to make a concerted effort to find a reason to crow every day, to feel one emotion really intensely with no filter every day. Like a free throw made, or a penalty kick. Excellently, excellently done. And at the end of the year, just like all the other losing seasons I had where I had a really great time, no matter what happens, and I feel like I've been in a losing season for a minute. In middle school, that was awesome, though. My sixth grade team went defeated, and I was the starting point guard. And it was like the most most fun I've ever had doing anything. It was incredible. And why, when things were going so poorly there, did I love it? And when they're going so poorly now, do I not? It's just frame of reference. It's all about context and perspective. And so at the end of this year, no matter what happens, no matter what my stats are like, whether I feel like I've had a winning or a losing season, I'm going to give myself a trophy for participation. And I'm going to throw a pizza party for my team.
Yeah!
That's a great kickoff story, Chris Crotwell. Drink! I know, I slid that one in there.